Greatest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Meseches Negaim, Linishmas Lishachanina, Ben Harav, Aharon Avraham. And the Mishnah in Negaim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, says as follows. Arba maros elam itstarfim ze in ze liftor ulahachlit ulahaskir. Lahaskir is omid b'sof shavu rishon, liftor is omid b'sof shavu sheni. This is one of the more difficult mishnayos. These four maros that we learned about in the first mishnah of the first perek, which are Baharis Aza Kasheleg, Shniela Kasina Hechel, Hasseis Kikrum Beitza, and Shniela Kitsamer Lavan. These four maris are mitzdarif with each other. Some hold that the correct girsa is May Arba Maros Elam Itzdarfim Zeim Ze. Because the Bartanur and many others understand that two Abbas combine with one another, and a Toladah combines with its own Ab, and all the Negaim combine, and therefore they learn from these four, some of these four appearances combine with one another. The Rambam in Tumas Taras 1:3, and it's Perish Mishnayis, the Eliyahu Rabban, the Tiferes Yisrael, have in their text the Mishnah says Arba Maris Ha'elu. They don't say May Arba Maris, and they understand that any of the four shades combine with any other, and the Tosefta seems to support this approach, as the Bartanura explains. And what do they do? Liftor Lahachlit Lahazgir. When a Kohen examines a Nega, either he declares it Tor, he confirms that it's Tameh, that's Lahachlit, or he confines it for a week, that's Lahazgir, until you make a permanent determination. So when he's confined, he has all the laws of a confirmed Mitzor, except he doesn't have to grow his hair long, he doesn't have to tear his clothes. And there's also a difference in their Seder Tara. When a Muzgar is declared tar, the mitzvah simply immerses himself in a mikvah and becomes complete tar at nightfall. However, the muchlat has to go the whole procedure described in Vayikra Yudalid. So this mishnah describes that different shades can combine to declare the afflicted person tahar, to confirm him tameh, or to confine him. Lahazgir is omed b'sof shavur rishon, to confine that which remains the same at the end of the first week. So after 1 week of confinement, if the nega didn't change its color or didn't add any symptoms of tuma, he's confined for a second week. So the Mishnah teaches that a nega that's the same size when re-examined but partially changed color to a different tameh shade is also confined for a second week. And then it says, Lifter as omid b'sof shavua sheni, which means to make tar that which remains the same at the end of the second week. If the nega has no confirming symptoms after the second week of confinement, it's tahar, even if its color changed within the range of tameh colors. Lahachlid ashanol lo michya, to confirm that which develops living skin, which means a nega that contains an area of healthy looking skin, which is called a michya, the size of a squared lentil, is confirmed tameh by the kohen, regardless of whether the symptom appeared initially or later. So if a grist-sized nega made of two different shades contains a michya, The two shades combine to render the afflicted person tamei. So that is, we just read part of the first part of this Mishnah. And now we're going to see the Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam as brought down by the Nachlas Binyamin. We love, I'm basing this year on the Nachlas Binyamin. I love the Nachlas Binyamin. He's many, many Sfarim. Or Binyamin Saratskin Shlita. And he's the son of Agon Rav Baruch, who's Rosh Yeshiva and Tells. He lives here, Rav Binyamin lives here in Eretz Yisrael. He's many, many Sfarim. Akol Panim, he's a Sefer HaNegayim. So, he quotes the Perush HaMishnayis, the Rambam. The Rambam writes, O Rama, lifter as omid b'sof Shavua Sheni. Kamoshia Roshim Tsaras, Asher Ikifu Shavua Sheni, Asher Ktsasa Mara Beheres, Uba Kagris, Uvitzida Dovka Bomaris Seis Kagris, Ol Husra Ktsas Mara Seis, Vinishar Mara Beheres, Al Shiuro, Hine Hutor, Shikra Husra Tsaras, Venechshva Yachat Kamara Echot. Wow! Says the Rambam that if you have a big tzaras, and it has two shades. It has a mara baheres, which is a gris size, that's the minimum size for an ega. And together with that, it has a mara seis, which is a different shade of white. And that's also kagris. And the mara seis was removed and doesn't have a shear anymore. Namara Beheres remains with his shear. It's tar. And that's what it means. Lifter us omeid b'sof shavua sheni. Comes tar. If the if part of the nega, if one shade of the nega was removed, even if it is less than a shear, even if the other shade is still there. And so too in the Perush HaRavid, Petarus Kohanim, the beginning of Egoim, Perush Lifter Hashim Haya Kegris, Baheres, O Kegris Se'es, Zu Bitzad Zu, if you have a Gris Baheres, and a Gris Se'es, one next to the other is Giro, and then you can find him, when you see him again at the end of the week, Nismata Achas Mehem Mikagris, and one of them became less than a gris. Potra, Hipatus and Bahutar. So here he's talking about after the first week. If after the first week you had originally gris of Baheres and a gris of Seis, and then you can find him, and then when you saw him again at the end of the week, one of them became less than a gris, you're a tar. And we don't say that we consider it two separate negayim, and that even though one of them is smaller, the other one is still there. No. Mitaru miyad kilu nega echot shenismayit. We see from both the Rambam and the Ravid that a nega that has two grisim, and then it was mismayet mikishi uro, and then it became less than two grisim. So even though it has a sheer nega, he's still tar. So it has a sheer nega, but since it got smaller than what it was two sheer, it was two grisim, and now it's one gris. Or it's 1.5 grises, but it was mismayit, the shear was mismayit, he's tahor. And so too is the opinion of Tosin Chulin Yeramit Beis. However, the Rash, the Rosh, and Rov Rishonim hold that if it's at the end of the first week, and he had, it was a shear of 2 negayim the first time, and then at the end of the first week, it was a shear of 1 nega, or a nega and a half, then he has to stay out for the second week. He's again muskar. Now the Ravid explains the din mitstarfim liftor means shim nismata nega b'sof shavua rishon potro mishum kach. If it was mismayet at the end of the first week, he patches him. What happened? It was two grisim, and now one of the shades became a half a gris, it became less. So he sends him home, you're cool. However, the Rambam says it's talking about the second week, because he says it's talking about liftor as the omeid b'shavua sheni. However, we have a very big question here. L'chora, if we're talking about the second week, even if the maris aren't mitzdarev, and they're considered like two separate negaim, and then it emerges that only one nega was mismayit, and the second nega was omeid b'shiuro, nevertheless, we paskin that if it's the same size in the second week, he patters him, like we see in the Mishnah. Liftor asa omeid b'shavua sheni. What does it mean, liftor asa omeid b'shavua sheni? If it's the same size. If the nega is the same size in the second week, so he becomes pater. So, even if it didn't get smaller, he would still be able to go home, because it's the end of the second week, and it didn't change, and it didn't get any bigger, it didn't spread. So since it didn't spread, then it's pashut that he's pater. So then what's the chiddush that if it got smaller, you pater him, you're matire him, even if he didn't get smaller, even if it's the same size. So Baal Korcheinu, it's muchrach and mevor that the opinion of the Rambam is like Rashi in his Perish al HaTorah. The Rashi says in his Perish al HaTorah, Shirakim kea nega mimar iso potro. Only if the nega got darker, he patters him. But if it looks the same, even if it doesn't spread, he's tame. And therefore, the Rambam explains the Mishnah. You know why potro b'shavua sheni? Even though it didn't get any darker, like Rashi says, it has to get darker. And the reason is because nismata hanega v'lamed b'shiuro. So according to what we're saying, that it says in the Mishnah, liftor is omeid b'shavua sheni, means she'amad b'mareihu. Omeid means it looks the same, but lo amad b'shiuro, but it's not the same shear. It's omeid b'mareiso, it's omeid b'mareihu, it looks the same, but it's not the same shear. As if it would just look the same, then he wouldn't be tar. But because it has to get darker. But since in our case it got smaller, so what do we say? We say that he becomes tahor. It is worth noting that the Maharam, quoted by the Tosfos Yontif, has a different take. And he learns, pshat in the Mishnah, that it's describing a case where a behera is twice the size of the gris originally appeared. In other words, it has one color, twice the size of the gris, and at the end of the second week, it has become a half beheres and half seis, each the size of a gris. So the two shades are considered one nega, which is tar, if they are viewed as separate negaim. So the one that's the color of seis would be a new nega, and then he would have to be muzgar again. But since we don't consider it a new nega, we consider it as part of the old nega, and it didn't get any bigger, Therefore, we send him home. Again, that's not how the Rambam's learning. According to the way we're explaining in the Rambam holds that we're talking about where it was two different Negaim, two Shiurim, two Grisim, and then one of them got smaller. And that's why he can send him home. But had one of them not gotten smaller, then he would not become Tohar, because it didn't change. According to Rashi, it has to get darker. So maybe the Rambam also holds that it has to get darker. And the only reason here he could be Matayrim is because it got smaller. The Maharam learns that we're talking about a case where there was one a Baharis double size, two Grisim, and then it turned into half Baharis, half Se'es. We don't view it as a new Nega, and Memela, since it didn't get any bigger, he's Tahar. And I see in the art scroll, he says to look in the Chazon Ish, Gimel Aleph. So I'm giving you that Maharam Makom. And there is yet more to say in this Mishnah, and hopefully in the next shiur we will move forward and continue seeing the flows. Mitaras, Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.